Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. I just returned from speaking to an entrepreneurial organization, and I talked to them about what I believe to be the single most important mental toughness strategy that you can adopt as a salesperson or as an entrepreneur. You could use this in anything in your life, but I think in terms of being an entrepreneur or a salesperson or a business person, this has an incredible amount of value. It's a psychological, it's actually a little known psychological phenomena called systematic desensitization. Systematic desensitization. Now, granted, these are the two biggest words I know, and I don't think I can spell them, but the concept is actually simple. Here's how it works. Systematically, over time, you will become desensitized to rejection or hearing the word no. So you're an entrepreneur, you're a salesperson, you are out there trying to create business. You're trying to make it rain where there is no rain, especially in a major economic recession. And in the beginning, a lot of times, it's very painful. Rejection is the number one killer of salespeople, the number one killer of entrepreneurs. But according to the psychological phenomena called systematic desensitization, systematically, by continuing to put yourself in front of people who tell you no, who reject you, who laugh at you, who scorn you, who make fun of you for doing what you're doing, over time, you will become desensitized emotionally. And of course, the benefit of that, as you can imagine, is that once you feel no pain, once you associate no pain whatsoever to getting rejected, guess what happens? You start asking everyone to buy. You start asking everyone to join your business, to buy your product, to sell your service. Whatever it is that you do, you keep asking because emotionally speaking, there is no cost. There is no pain because you don't feel the brunt of rejection. Most entrepreneurs I know and I've coached and spoken to their companies, they quit too early. They quit because subconsciously or consciously or both, they believe that the pain that they're experiencing as they're being rejected in the early stages of their business or their sales process, they believe either consciously, subconsciously or both, that the pain will continue. And the brain's job is simple, you guys. The brain's job is simple. Preserve and protect the mind and the body. Well, when you keep feeling pain because you're taking some kind of behavior, which in this case is selling or trying to convince someone of your business idea or whatever it is as an entrepreneur, the brain is actually trying to protect you by saying, get out. Get out, quit the business, stop doing this. You're hurting us. You're hurting the mind and the body. What it doesn't understand is systematically over time, it actually will become desensitized. But the trick of the strategy or the phenomena is that you've got to do enough of it to become desensitized. You have to hear the word no over and over. You have to be laughed at over and over. You have to be scorned. You have to be made fun of over and over before it no longer hurts. The other side is obviously unlimited. Once you feel no pain, you can become a machine at what you do. And that's the trick of this phenomena. So if you're coaching people in mental toughness, if you really need to boost your level of mental toughness, consider the idea of systematic desensitization and decide on the number of people you believe it will take to talk to about your business to become desensitized. For some of us, it'll take 100 no's, 100 scorns, 100 being laughed at and made fun of about your business. And for others, it'll take a lot more. It just depends on your background and how much rejection you've experienced in your life. If you've experienced a lot of rejection, you're probably already somewhat desensitized. If you haven't experienced any, hearing the word no for most new entrepreneurs freaks them out. That's why most people can't sell, not because they couldn't learn sales skills, but because they get rejected 10 or 20 times and they think the world's coming to an end. And subconsciously, the mind tries to move them out of this, what it associates, this painful situation, this painful behavior. So understand systematic desensitization. It's the most exciting thing you can understand from the psychological aspect of being an entrepreneur, because once you get on the other side, baby, it's unlimited. You can do anything. I had a reporter ask me on an interview the other day on the radio. They said, "You know, you've written this new book called Die Fat or Get Tough. Do you realize the amount of criticism and attacks you are going to be under as the author of this book? And how are you going to be able to handle that?" And I said, "You know, I'm in a mental toughness training. I've been attacked for 25 years about this, because mental toughness, just by when you're teaching it, just by nature, is in your face. As you guys know, listening to this blog, it's direct. It cuts through delusion. That's why it has to be direct. We don't be direct in mental toughness to be jerks. We be direct in mental toughness because it takes a direct approach to cut through years of psychological self-delusion. And that's why we do it. Well, when you attack and when you cut through self-delusion, people that are not as strong have the tendency to strike back. And so these interviewers I've been talking to on the radio and TV have been asking me about this. And I become desensitized to some degree, like any other entrepreneur. And it's just the greatest gift you can give yourself. To get it, again, you have to go through the fire. There is no other way. There's no books you can read. There's nothing you can do. You have got to get out there and take shots. You have got to hear people criticize you and call you names and laugh at you. But if you're tough enough to get through it, knowing the whole time you will desensitize. I guarantee you will desensitize. It may take you a while, but you will become desensitized. And once you do, it's all over, baby. Katie barred the door. Your upside potential is unlimited. So think about this. If you're coaching mental toughness like some of you guys are, consider talking with your people about the concept, the psychological phenomena of systematic desensitization. It's one of the most popular things I've taught throughout the Fortune 500 in sales teams is this concept. It's being used by household name corporations because we've been teaching it to them for many years, and it really works. So I look forward to your comments on this. As always, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Seabolt.